llamadas telefónicas.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Let's get ready to rumble. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Very well. Good morning, listeners. How are you doing out there? So let's get you. Are you rusty after Christmas?
I think so, yeah. A little bit.
Rusty is, it used to be a nickname from men in, it was very common in the States, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they called rusty?
Because they were redheaded.
Yes, because they're redheaded, yeah.
I don't know today. It's offensive, but I don't understand why. I mean.
No, I have two sisters with red hair. But when they were younger, they said, my hair isn't red, it's auburn. Which I think someone told me is berenjena. No?
Auburn? Maybe.
Okay. They would get annoyed if someone. And then people would say carrot top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so on. So let's de-rust you.
Yeah.
We'll do a little bit of mastering the interrogative. And sometimes people say, why do you do so much mastering the interrogative? So there's a logical reason. A third of our conversation in any language, probably, but definitely in English, consists of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So a third of how we teach is going to consist of questions. And the difficulty in English, constructing questions for us, when we learn Spanish, constructing a question is very easy because you just go up at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in English, you have to change the order of the words, you have to use an interrogative pronoun, and most difficult of all, you have to use an auxiliary. Mm-hmm. So that's why we spend so much time on it. So here we go. I'll contact him tomorrow morning.
When will you contact him?
Very good. Another way of saying contact.
When will you get in touch with him?
Very good. Another way of, and instead of saying in touch, you could say get in.
Get in contact.
Yep. They'll be here until 5 p.m.
Until when?
Okay. Yeah, good. Go.
Until when will they be here?
Very good. And again.
Until when will they be here?
Very good. And I'll start the question with when.
When will they be here until?
Yes. Strange.
Oui.
Yeah. And then the more common form is how long?
How long will they be here?
Very good. And of course, you could say how long will they be here for? Now, traditionally, putting a preposition at the end of a sentence is incorrect in English, but over time, I think it's probably become acceptable, especially in conversational English. It takes 20 minutes to repair it.
How long does it take to repair it?
Good. Another way of saying repair.
To fix it.
Very good. And another one. Very English. Beginning with M. To mend.
To mend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother-in-law who's English would say that, to mend. He also uses the verb to tread. You trod on my toe. I would say you stood on my toe. And he also uses the verb to fetch, which I would rarely use. He comes here because he likes the food.
Why does he come here?
It rains here about twice a week.
How much does it rain here?
Okay, and for frequency?
How often does it rain here?
Very good. How many other words for rain can you think of? Different types of rain. How would you say chirimiri in English?
Yeah, like freeze? No. It was dizzy? No. I don't know.
You have drizzle?
Drizzle. Mm-hmm.
Then you have mist.
Mist as rain.
Yeah.
Or
a very because mist can be a type of fog, mm-hmm. or it can also be a very very light rain.
Mm-hmm.
The old farmers in Ireland used to call it a soft day because it was the best. Our farmers don't like heavy rain because it can actually damage crops.
Yeah.
What they typically like is a soft
humidity.
Yes, with a little bit of chirimiri.
Yeah.
And there's another one. There's another one that you use in Spanish when it's not not chirimiri, boba, no.
Oui, I don't know.
I'll have to look it up during the break, yeah. He loses his voice at least twice a year.
How often does he lose his voice?
Very good. Now, how do you describe it when your voice sounds...
Hoarse?
Yes, hoarse, yeah. And caballo?
Hoarse.
Yeah. He works with Mr. Smith.
Who does he work with?
What's the origin of the surname Smith?
Del Herrero.
Yes. And what's another way of saying that?
Herrero.
Yeah. Something Smith.
Something. I don't know.
It's the colour.
Blacksmith.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's another word beginning with F.
Forger? No.
Right. Okay, so he works in a forge.
Uh-huh.
He or she works in a forge. Now, what does a forger do, though? It's a type of criminal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, like fake.
Yes.
DNA.
But another word for a blacksmith was a farrier. And I know you like poetry. There's a poet you may like. His name was Gerard Manley Hopkins. He was he was a monk or a priest. He was a monk. Sorry, he was a monk. And he wrote a poem about a man called Felix Randall, who was a blacksmith. Yeah. Have you read Gerard Manley Hopkins?
I know him, yeah. We'll do
one of his poems, maybe next week. He's from Toledo, Ohio.
Where is he from?
Yeah. He comes to work by car.
How does he come to work?
And again?
How does he come to work?
He listens to the classical music station.
What does he listen to?
Very good. And use the words radio station in your answer, or your question, sorry.
Which radio station does he listen to?
Very good. And could you use what?
What radio station? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They pay me $10 a month.
How much do they pay you?
Very good. He pays me once a month.
How often does he pay you?
Very good. She's short and has dark hair.
What does she look like?
Very good. He's pleasant, intelligent, and hardworking.
How's he? What's she like?
No, he.
What's he like?
Very good. Now, if you ask someone, how is he?
Yeah.
What's the response going to be?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, you're questioning about someone's welfare and health. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He shouts when he gets angry.
What does he do when he gets angry?
And again?
What does he do when he gets angry?
Give me a couple of synonyms for shout.
Scream.
Very good. There's another one that starts with SH, which is a very piercing sound.
Shriek.
Very good.
And
another one that begins with the letter Y, very common in the United States.
Why?
What color is your jumper that you're wearing right now?
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Very good. Yeah. So let's do a little bit of quick work with used to in the past form.
Okay.
All right. So Ronnie doesn't live with his parents anymore.
He used to live with his parents.
Ines doesn't think about her boyfriend all the time like before.
She used to think about her boyfriend.
Very good. Pierre doesn't work in the evenings in the ministry anymore.
He used to work in the evenings in the ministry.
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 Like arbol. Ministry.
Ministry.
Very good. Like very small trees. Ministries. Natasha doesn't think it's impossible to travel abroad anymore.
She used to think it was impossible to travel abroad.
Very good. Now, during the break, we were talking to Richard about, which we'll talk about in a little while, in the second part of the program, about the new film of West Side Story. What's the longest street in the United States? It's a really famous street.
The Broadway Street.
Yes, it's just called Broadway. It goes all the way up into Connecticut. And, of course, it's famous for? What's it famous for?
It's musicals.
Yes, and it's abroad. Many students say something like abroad, but it's abroad, abroad. Abroad was also a term used probably in the 1950s for what? Look at that broad over there. You'd see it in the old films.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
A woman.
Ah.
Yeah, but it's now not, it's like in English, they used to say a bird.
Yeah.
We can't say these things anymore, but abroad was.
You can't say a bird. It's cute,
It's a little bit sexist.
Oh, really?
Yes, and abroad the same. Yeah, yeah. David Cameron isn't the Prime Minister of Britain anymore.
He used to be the Prime Minister of Britain.
Very good. It doesn't snow as often as it did before.
It used to snow more often.
Very good, very good. He doesn't smoke as much as he did before.
He used to smoke more. He used to smoke more.
Very good. Well done. Well done. Now, we're going to do a little bit of what we did with you before of with phrasal verbs.
Okay.
So what I get you to do first is give me the Latin translation or the most similar to the Latin translation, and then we'll see if you can get the phrasal verb.
Okay.
So, ¿quién le reemplazó?
Who replaced him?
Very good. And now, phrasal verb.
Who took over? Who took for him?
Go again.
Who took over for him?
Well done, well done. Mm-hmm. ¿Cuándo despegó el avión?
when did the airplane?
You can use a phrase to prepare. Yeah, I don't know what the
take off.
Yes, and again.
When did the airplane take off?
Very good. Me encontré casualmente con Juan el otro día in the street, for example.
Like you could say, I encountered.
Yeah, which people obviously understand. So this is what the point. If you're unsure and you're thinking, I could say I encountered, and the native speaker will understand you and will say, yeah. Yeah, I understand what you mean, but nobody says that.
Yeah, okay.
Which I often do in Spanish. Somebody would say, I understand you, but nobody says that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more common thing?
I ran into.
Again?
I ran into.
Now, careful of the conjugation of the verb, the sound of the conjugation.
I ran.
Yeah,
into.
I ran into.
I ran into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Choqué contra un árbol.
I crashed into a tree.
Very good. And phrasal verb? The same as the last one.
I ran into a tree.
Again, careful of the sound.
I ran into a tree.
More an. Yeah.
I ran into a tree.
Yeah, like Anna.
Anna. Mm-hmm.
Again.
I ran into a tree.
Nos hemos quedado sin gasolina.
We have run out of gas.
Very good. And British English?
Petrol.
Yes, very good. Se me ha acabado la paciencia.
I've run out of patience.
Very good. Estamos sin dinero.
We're broke.
Very good.
We've run out of money.
Very good. And take away the run.
We are out of money.
Very good. Tendrás que inventar una historia.
You'll have to make up a story.
Very good. Si tú no aclaras este punto, yo lo aclararé.
If you don't clear up this point,
yep.
I'll clear it up.
And again?
If you don't clear up this point, I'll clear it up.
Very good. Si tú no despiertas a la niña, yo la despertaré.
If you don't wake up the girl, I'll wake her up.
Very good. Now, you could use another, not a non-phrasal verb, but a verb that's very similar to wake.
I have no idea.
You could say, if you don't awaken.
If you don't awaken.
Now, it's quite literary. Oh, nobody really says it. Yeah. So use awaken.
If you don't awaken her.
Yeah.
I'll awake her.
I'll awaken her. I had to think about that. I'll awaken her.
I'll awaken her.
And again?
So awaken and... Can you say he awakens?
He awakens me every morning.
He awakens me
again.
Every
it would sound strange, but but it's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So repeat with awaken. If you don't
awaken her, I'll awaken her.
Very good. Déjame en esta esquina. Like if you're in a car and you want someone to stop.
Leave me? No. Drop me. No.
Okay. Drop me.
Yeah.
Drop me.
Drop me off this corner.
No, use a preposition.
Drop me. Off this corner.
Now, no. it's a preposition you would use specifically for corners.
Over? At?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
drop me off at this corner.
Very good. Now, another way of saying déjame.
Leave? No.
It's no, but the first two letters are correct. It's three letters.
L-E? Let.
Yes.
Let me off?
Yes.
At this corner?
Very good. And again?
Let me off at this corner.
Si defraudas a tu gente, me defraudarás a mí también.
If you let down your people, you'll let down me too. You'll let me down too.
Very good. Yeah. And you could reconstruct it using exactly the same words, but changing the order. If you
let your people down, you'll let me down too.
Very good. Well done. Has omitido el punto tres. Yo lo omití también.
Now,
in this case, you would use simple past in English. You could use both, but typically simple past.
What was the phrase?
So, has omitido el punto tres. Yo lo omití también.
So, point three has been...
Now, start off with you.
You've...
But simple past.
You... Crossed?
Now you could translate omitido directly.
Omit?
Omitted.
omitted.
Yeah.
Okay, that was easy. You omitted point three.
Very good.
Omitted it too.
Very good. Now again.
You omitted point three. I omitted it too.
Very good. Now phrasal verb. Opposite of right.
Right, left.
Yes.
You left out point three. I left it out too.
Very good. Repeat that.
You left out point three. I left it out too.
Very good. Salieron para Chile anoche.
They left for Chile last night.
Very good. Now, there's a slight difference in the pronunciation of that country in English.
Chile.
Yeah, like as if it's a little bit cold.
Chile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it ever Chile in Chile?
I don't think so.
No, probably
maybe
not. Atravesaron la barrera del sonido.
They crossed the sound barrier.
Now, there's a specific verb we use for the sound barrier and flight.
Mm-hmm. They jump. They broke.
Yes.
They broke the sound barrier.
Yeah, and we would use through.
They broke through the sound barrier.
Very good. What's a glass ceiling? What's a glass ceiling?
A glass ceiling is the window at the top made of glass.
No, it's not literal.
I know. I don't know.
So, for example, it's something we use in English where typically, for example, they would say there will be a debate about there are too many glass ceilings for female employees. So what do you think it means?
I have no idea.
It means that you, in your progression of your career, there's an invisible barrier that you can't see. So they call it a glass ceiling.
Glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Si no guardas tus juguetes, ¿quién los guardará?
If you don't pack up toys,
very good.
Who will pack them up?
Very good. Now another phrasal verb.
If you don't put away your toys,
yes.
Who will put them away?
Very good. No te des por vencido.
Don't give up.
No des tu brazo a torcer.
Don't give your arm to.
three words. Well, four words. One is contracted. So don't.
Don't. Give, no, don't put.
No, give is correct. Give is correct.
Don't give your fingers. Don't give your arm to stretch.
No, so it's just a preposition. So what am I doing with the pen?
Don't give down. Don't give. You're putting it in a box.
What's the opposite of out?
In.
Yep.
Don't give in.
Yep. Don't give in. So, no des tu brazo a torcer.
Don't give in.
Very good. No te des por vencido.
Don't give up.
No des tu brazo a torcer.
Don't give in.
Torcer, sorry. Don't give in, yeah.
Don't give in.
Si tú no distribuyes las notas, yo las distribuiré.
If you don't distribute your notes.
No, in this case, meaning in American English for what you get in an exam.
Ah, that's grades.
Yes.
Okay. If you don't distribute the grades, I'll distribute them.
Very good. And now phrasal verb.
If you don't give away.
The verb is correct. The preposition is not.
If you don't give out.
Yes.
If you don't give out the grades, I'll give them out.
And again.
If you don't give out the grades, I'll give them out.
Very good. Now, if I said to you, this is very Irish English, woof, my boss gave out to me. How does that mean?
I think he yelled at you.
Yes, yeah, he got
very
mad at
angry.
Me. Yeah, yeah. Now, yes, typically there would be anger involved. Yeah. All right, very good. Well done. Let's do a little bit of vocabulary. This is Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 5, List 32. Un conocido.
An acquaintance.
Well done.
An acquaintance. An acquaintance.
Yes, and again.
An acquaintance.
Good. Carne de vacuno.
Steak. No.
Begins with the letter B, four letters.
Beef.
Very good. And if I said to you, Laura, I have a beef with you, what does that mean?
We have a feud going on. Like, we're angry at each other.
Well, yeah. And if I told you, I have a crow to pluck with you.
The same?
Kind of the same, yeah. What's a crow?
A cuervo.
And what's the verb to pluck?
quitar las alas del cuervo.
Well, the feathers.
Eso,
yeah,
sí.
I have a quote to pluck with you. Colega.
Buddy.
Okay, and more formally in the work sense, you and I are?
Workmates.
Or? With the letter
teammates.
Begins with the letter C. Sounds a bit like colega.
Colleagues.
Yes, very good. Crucigrama. Palabra? Palabra?
Crossword.
And another word. You can just say crossword or?
Crossword puzzle.
Very good. There's a very addictive, I might be able to destroy your life. it's not an app, but you can find it online. It's called Wordle. W-R-D-L-E.
Wordle.
And it's very addictive. Like I said, my sister told me about it yesterday, and it's quite dangerous, but very good.
Do you learn things?
You do. It's quite good because there are five boxes, and you have a keyboard underneath. And it gives you a color to show you if the letter is completely wrong, it's gray. If the letter, I think, is yellow, it means it's the right letter, but in the wrong place. And then if it's green, it's the right letter in the right place. And you get five attempts.
That's like the board game
Yeah, I don't know. It's very similar to, yeah, but it's very good. And it's only five letters, mm-hmm. but it's quite addictive. Yeah. Tambor.
Drum.
And if I told you we're trying to drum up business, what does that mean?
I don't know.
You're trying to create business. We're short of sales this week. We need to drum up business.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Fracaso.
Failure.
Very good pronunciation. Say it again.
Failure.
Very good. Conejillo de Indias.
Guinea pig.
Very good. In declive.
In decline.
Well done. Paisaje.
Landscape.
Very good. What is the traditional word, not used anymore, for a policeman in England and in Canada? It begins with the letter C, and this person was also
Constable.
Yeah, John Constable was also mm-hmm. a great English landscape painter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lemma.
Motto.
Very good. Well done. How do you spell it?
M-O-T-T-O.
Well done. Fontanería.
Plumbering.
Take away the er.
And
the ing.
Plumbing. Yeah.
Plumbing. Very good. Decidido o resuelto?
Resolute.
Very good. Say it again.
Resolute.
So resolute.
Resolute.
Well done. Egocéntrico.
Selfish? No. Self-centered.
Well done. Well done. Say it again.
Self-centered.
Very good. Good, good. Esclavitud.
Slavery.
Well done. La bolsa in terms of finance.
The stock. Exchange.
Well done. El canal de la Mancha.
The English Channel.
Yeah, or a French person would say, hey, it's the channel, not the English channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. There was a very famous headline in the Times of London towards the end of the 19th century, which can even explain Brexit. And the time, there was extremely heavy fog, mm-hmm. dense fog, for about a week in the channel. And the channel said, it was the Times of London, fog in channel, Europe cut off. You understand? So most people would say fog and channel, Britain cut off. I won't say too much, but yeah, it explains a lot of British mentality. Admitir o reconocer?
To acknowledge. To acknowledge.
And again?
To acknowledge.
Cesar.
To cease.
Well done. Venirse abajo, like a plan. As a phrasal verb.
To break down, to come down, to fall down.
No, to fall off.
To fall through.
Well done, well done.
To
yeah.
fall through.
Tachar.
To cross out.
Good. And in American English?
To cross?
No, they say, you know, to mark out.
To mark out.
To mark out for me would be, for example, is what maybe when you're, I don't know, what an engineer would do with a building site to mark out before they build the building.
Uh-huh.
Where you say, okay, this is going to go over here, that's going to go over here, and mark it out. But for some Americans, to mark out means to cross out. Jubilarse.
To retire.
Well done. Enderezar.
Enderezar.
Sorry, enderezar.
To straighten.
Well done. Do you ever straighten your hair?
Not really.
What do you call it? Hair straightener in Spanish?
La plancha.
La plancha. And what do you do with a plancha with your shirts?
Las planchas.
And in English?
You iron them?
Yeah. I know once it's, this is a strange word in English. The vowel is not pronounced iron.
Iron.
Yeah.
Iron.
Professor particular.
Counselor? No.
This is still, this word is still used in universities. Beginning with T. And you use the word in Spanish as well.
En español. Tutor.
Yes, well done. And many years ago, wealthy families, especially aristocratic families, would hire a person to teach their kids. If that person was, and it was typically a female. Have you ever seen the film The King and I?
The one from Colin Firth. The King and I don't know.
The original version, I think you'd like it, was with Yul Brynner. And I can't remember the female actress's name, but she was a governess.
Yeah.
A governess, yeah. The title is not used that much anymore. And arrugas.
Wrinkles.
Well done. Stay with us, folks, and we'll be right back.
You're listening.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio. Lo que escuchas
to Vaughn Radio.
La verdad que ha sido una experiencia increíble, sobre todo, bueno, las personas de ceremonias, tanto Carmen como Carlota, el feedback que hemos tenido con ellas, luego el buen ambiente que hemos tenido con todos los grupos, tanto las personas anglosajonas como los compañeros españoles, y luego la inmersión y la intensidad que hemos tenido ha sido siempre de una manera constructiva.
He venido sola sin mis compañeros, lo que a priori me daba un poquillo de angustia, porque claro, vienes sola, eres un poquillo tímida, qué sé yo, pero después tú llegas aquí y la verdad que aquí toda la gente como que intenta todo el mundo de ayudarte, todo el mundo es muy amable. Además descubres eso, que hay valores como internacionales, la solidaridad, el ayudarse el uno al otro. No sé, la verdad que está siendo interesante y luego creo eso, que hemos mejorado un montón, por lo menos en mi caso, a la hora de escuchar, más que en hablar, en escuchar. Porque muchas veces eso, hay muchos acentos diferentes, el hecho de poder identificar cada uno y escuchándole está interesante.
Venga a Vaughan Town, conozca lo que el pueblo anglo de Vaughan puede hacer por su inglés en tan solo 6 días. Llámenos al 911-33-5833, 911-33-5833 y viva la experiencia Vaughan Town.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas. Un futuro repleto de oportunidades. Un futuro con el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. El máster más completo, exigente, eficaz y con la garantía del líder en formación con más de 40 años de experiencia. Llama ahora al 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
I have personally taught 2,000 people. I have supervised the teaching of more than 50,000. I know what works, and I know what doesn't work. The secret is the motivation of the student. It's the student who learns the language. It's the student who solves the problem. However, the catalyst, el culpable del bien, is the Vaughan method and the Vaughan teacher. We transform the student into our accomplice, nuestro cómplice, cómplice en el crimen de aprender inglés de verdad.
¿Te da pereza eso del inglés? Pues ahora puedes venirte con un amigo, con tu vecino, con tu hermano, con tu hermana, con tu madre, con tu padre, toda la familia. Porque los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, los conocidos como trimestrales, son en grupos reducidos, pero en grupo así no te da tanto corte. Llámanos y uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informará de todo y de todas las opciones. 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
633.
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre, y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
Vaughan Radio.
To rumble. Do you like boxing?
Not really.
Okay. You know what that's from? That guy's voice?
Rocky? I don't know.
No, I don't know. So, as a marketer, I think you'd enjoy this. So this man's name is Michael. His last name is spelled B-U-F-F-E-T. I presume because he's American, it's Buffett. Like Warren Buffett.
Uh-huh. But
I presume originally a French name. And so many, many years ago in Las Vegas, before the fights, he would say this thing, let's get ready to rumble. And he's copyrighted it. And he's made a fortune from it.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift.
What did she copyright?
I can't come to the phone right now or something like
really?
That. Really? Yeah. Yeah, because
I didn't know you could copyright a phrase.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Let's do a little bit of rather and prefer.
Okay.
So I'll ask you a question. Let's say, would you rather live in Paris or in Rome? And I want you to answer with both.
Okay.
So would you rather live in Paris or in Rome?
I'd rather live in Paris.
And now with prefer?
I'd prefer to live in Paris.
Very good. Would you rather be poor in Spain or rich in Greenland?
I'd rather be rich in Greenland.
Say it again.
I'd rather be rich in Greenland.
Good. And with prefer?
I'd prefer to be rich in Greenland.
Would you rather have $1 million or £1 million?
I'd rather have $1 million. Pounds?
Pounds. Yeah, it's worth a bit more. Still, it's worth more. I mean, sterling pounds, British pounds. And prefer?
I'd prefer to... Have?
Yes.
£1 million.
Very good. Would you rather work for a Spanish company or a multinational?
I'd rather work for a multinational company.
Very good. And good. Say multinational again.
Multinational.
Yeah, many say mul, so it's mul.
Multinational. And I'd prefer to work for a multinational company.
Would you rather own a Picasso or a Sorolla?
I'd rather own a Sorolla.
Okay. And prefer?
And I'd prefer to own a Sorolla.
Would you rather be a famous inventor or a famous musician?
I'd rather be a famous musician.
Yeah, these are two hard words together. Famous musician.
Famous musician.
Good. Do you like shoes?
Yes.
You know the brand Miu Miu?
Yeah.
So musician.
Musician.
So again from the beginning?
I'd rather be a famous musician.
Very good. And prefer?
I'd prefer to be a famous musician.
Very good. Controversial question coming up. How do you say controversial in Spanish?
Controversial.
Yeah. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
I'd rather be blind.
Okay, yeah. Most people say deaf, but then when you say, well, then you couldn't listen to music and it's harder for you to communicate.
Yeah.
Ask me if I've ever taught blind students.
Have you ever taught blind students?
Yes. Ask me if I learned a lot from it.
Did you learn a lot from them?
Yes, I learned a lot from them. Yeah, I think I probably changed my style because I was quite new. Maybe I had been teaching for 3 or 4 months and they assigned me classes with a foundation where people were either blind or visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And up to that point, I was using what we call the picture book and using a lot of visual aids. And of course, I thought, oh, I can't do that. And what it made you more creative as a teacher. And I even did things like, instead of using a picture, I would say to the students, okay, I'd say now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine the carriage of a train, an old-fashioned train carriage where the people sit opposite each other, facing each other. And I was trying to do the present continuous. And I'd say, there's a man, and he has a cigarette in his hand, and the cigarette is... he has lit the cigarette and he's putting it into his mouth. What's he doing? And they'd say, ah, he's smoking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman with her hat on her head. What's happening? She's wearing a hat and things like that. So very interesting. Would you rather be able to turn invisible or fly like Peter Pan?
I'd rather be able to fly like Peter Pan.
And prefer?
I'd prefer to be able to fly like Peter Pan.
Would you rather work as a police officer or as a fire officer?
I'd rather work as a police officer, and I'd prefer to work as a police officer.
Would you rather be ugly and rich or attractive and poor?
I'd rather be ugly and rich.
Okay, and the other, I'd prefer?
I'd prefer to be ugly and rich.
Very good. Would you rather have your own business or work in a large company?
I'd rather work in a large company, and I'd prefer to work in a large company.
Would you rather be a millionaire or speak perfect Russian?
I'd rather be a millionaire, and I'd prefer to be a millionaire.
Ask me if we teach Russian.
Do we teach Russian?
We started on Monday.
This Monday.
This Monday. Mm-hmm. Ask me who teaches the class.
Who teaches the class?
An excellent person from St. Petersburg. Now, her name, she said, call me Olga, but that's not mm-hmm. the correct pronunciation of her name. Her name is Olya, and I think she uses Olga because most people can't. But I actually have to call her today, and I'm going to say to her, tell me how to pronounce your name. Yeah, but she just started the other day, and it's very interesting. So she deserves a lot of credit because she's had to do it from scratch. We don't really have any material. So she's done a lot of work to prepare, and it's one of we. So now we teach English, Spanish, Russian, French, Italian, German, and we have teachers from so many different nationalities that we mm-hmm. can teach a lot of other languages. Would you rather be an eagle or an elephant?
I'd rather be an elephant, and I'd prefer to be an elephant.
What physical activity can't elephants do that humans can do, for example?
Really? I don't know.
They can't jump.
Oh.
Yeah, they can't jump. Would you rather be an English teacher or a computer programmer?
I'd rather be an English teacher, and I'd prefer to be an English teacher.
Would you rather be a heavy smoker or a heavy drinker?
I'd rather be a heavy drinker.
Okay, more fun.
And I'd prefer to be a heavy drinker.
Very good. Would you rather have a kilo of gold or a kilo of diamonds?
I'd rather have a kilo of gold?
No, diamonds are worth more.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have a kilo of diamonds.
Very good.
And I'd prefer to have a kilo of diamonds.
Very good. Let's practice a little bit with don't have to, didn't have to, won't have to. I'll say it's not obligatory for us to wear ties and you'll use don't or won't. Mm-hmm. It's not obligatory for us to wear ties.
You don't have to wear ties.
No, use we.
Ah, we don't have to wear ties.
And tomorrow?
We won't have to wear ties.
Very good. It wasn't necessary for them to go there.
They didn't have to go there.
Very good. And future with going to?
They are not going to have to go there.
Very good. And again?
They are not going to have to go there.
Very good. It's not necessary for her to sign the document.
She doesn't have to sign the document.
And yesterday?
She didn't have to sign the document.
And tomorrow?
She won't have to sign the document.
And with going to?
She's not going to have to sign the document.
And that one again?
She's not going to have to sign the document.
One more time.
She's not going to have to sign the document.
It won't be necessary for Philip to go to Omaha.
He won't need.
Sorry, what did I say? Oh, I gave it away. Yeah. It's not obligatory for Philip to go to Omaha.
He won't have to go to Omaha.
And with going to?
He's not going to have to go to Omaha.
Very good. And yesterday?
He didn't have to go to Omaha.
What state is Omaha in?
Ohio? No.
Close. Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Nebraska, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not mandatory for the children to wear a uniform.
They don't have to wear a uniform.
Very good. It's not necessary for there to be a happy ending. I'll repeat that. It's not necessary for there to be a happy ending.
There doesn't need to be a happy ending.
Very good. And you have to?
There doesn't have to be a happy ending.
Very good. It's not obligatory for him to have a car.
He doesn't have to have a car.
Very good. It wasn't necessary for her to have her ID.
She didn't need to have her ID.
And you have to?
She didn't have to have her ID.
And tomorrow?
She won't have to have her ID.
And with going to?
She's not going to have her ID.
And again?
She's not going to have her ID.
Yeah, that's just how strange a language English is. She's not going to have her ID. It won't be necessary for us to go there after all.
We won't have to go there after all.
And how would you say after all in Spanish in this sense?
Después de todo.
Yeah. Mm. It's not necessary for Natasha. Sorry, it's not necessary for Natasha to buy the ticket.
For who?
for Natasha to buy the ticket.
She won't have to buy her ticket.
Right, the ticket.
The ticket. And she won't have to buy the ticket.
And what's going to?
She's not going to have to buy the ticket.
And yesterday?
She didn't have to buy the ticket.
Very good. It's not necessary for him to do anything if he doesn't want to.
He doesn't have to do anything if he doesn't want to.
And again?
He doesn't have to do anything if he doesn't want to.
And with going to?
He's not going to have to do anything if he doesn't want to.
Okay, very good. Let's do a little bit of translation from Vaughan Translation Booklet number 8. This is the top book. Number 3. ¿Te importaría recoger tus zapatos?
Would you mind picking up your shoes?
Very good. La fecha, and what kind of vehicle is a pickup?
A pickup truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if a car has a lot of pickup, what does that mean? This car has great pickup.
Something good?
Yeah.
Like it's very attractive?
No, it means it's very fast. It accelerates very quickly.
Okay, yeah. A lot of pickup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. La fecha de renovación se ha cambiado.
The renewal date has changed.
Se ha cambiado.
The renewal date has been changed.
Very good. Te estás saliendo por la tangente.
You are going out the tangent.
No, the verb is correct, but you changed the preposition.
You're going off
the
tangent.
No, there's a double preposition.
You're going off.
What's the opposite of off?
Off, in, on.
Yes.
You're going off on the tangent.
And actually in English we would say a tangent.
A tangent, okay. Yeah. You're going off on a tangent.
Very good. Se habría publicado antes si no se hubiera inundado el almacén.
It would have been published earlier if
The second syllable is casa. How do you say casa?
If the warehouse hadn't been flooded.
Very good. And again?
It would have been published earlier if the warehouse hadn't been flooded.
Very good. Now, do you drive?
Yes.
Have you ever flooded? No, this isn't happening anymore. You're too young. This would have happened maybe your mom or your dad or me. So when I first learned how to drive, it was a Ford Fiesta. Probably made in Valencia, actually. Or England, I'm not sure. And so when you started the car, there was what was called a choke.
Mm-hmm.
So you pulled out the choke, which more petrol went into the engine at the beginning, and then as you drove off and as the engine warmed up, you pushed it back in. But if you pulled out the choke and you pressed the accelerator too much, the engine literally got flooded with petrol, and then you had to wait for the for it to drain out back into the tank to start again. And I remember my father saying, you flooded the engine again.
Yeah,
yeah, doesn't happen anymore. Llámame en cuanto sepas algo.
Call me as soon as you know something.
Very good. And more British English for call me?
Ring me?
Yes, very good. And the full sentence?
Ring me as soon as you know something.
Very good. Lo siento, lo hice sin querer.
I'm sorry, I didn't do it on purpose.
Very good. Another way of saying it?
I didn't mean to do it.
Very good. ¿Te das cuenta de lo que me has hecho? Question.
Do you realize what you have done to me?
Very good. And contract the you have?
Do you realize what you've done to me?
Very good. ¿Cómo voy a salir de este lío?
How am I going to get out of this mess?
Very good, well done. Están metidos en un atasco.
They're stuck in a jam?
Yes, and you add the word traffic.
They're stuck in a traffic jam?
Very good, and what's a tailback? If you listen to Californian news from Los Angeles, which is an enormous metropolis, and they talk about tailbacks, what's that?
A very, very long traffic jam.
Yeah, and what's a pileup? They say there's a pileup on the freeway.
An accident with multiple cars.
A huge accident, yeah. Si no hubieran quebrado, podríamos haber cobrado la cantidad.
If they hadn't gone bankrupt.
Very good.
We could have charged.
No.
We could have taken.
Another word.
We could have.
Collected.
Collected the quantity, the cash.
Another word.
The amount,
very good. And again?
If they hadn't gone bankrupt, we could have collected the amount.
Ya es demasiado tarde.
It's too late now.
Very good. ¿Qué hacemos ahora?
What do we do now?
Very good. And very polite British English.
What shall we do now?
Very good. Again?
What shall we do now?
Very good. ¿Tiene alguien alguna sugerencia?
Does anybody have any suggestions?
Well done. ¿Debiste cobrarles antes?
You should have charged. No, you should have...
I was the one we used earlier.
Collected?
Yes.
You should have collected them earlier?
Use a preposition between collected and them.
You should have collected from them earlier.
And another word for earlier with S.
From sooner.
Very good, know the whole thing.
You should have collected from them sooner.
Good. No nos digas lo que debíamos hacer.
Don't tell us what we should have done.
Very good. Dinos lo que deberíamos hacer ahora.
Tell us what we should do now.
Very good. ¿Cuál es nuestro saldo bancario?
What's our bank? Bank balance.
Very good. Yes. Saldo balance. Yeah.
Balance. What is our bank balance?
Very good. Mm-hmm. Tenemos suficiente para llegar a mayo.
We have enough until May.
Good. Now, what's the opposite of first?
Second.
Well, the opposite. So he came first.
Last.
Yes. So
we have enough to last until May.
And to last, pronoun.
To last between.
Pronoun. Us.
To last us until May.
And again, yeah.
We have enough to last us until May.
Yeah, sounds strange. To last us. Yeah. This will last us until May. We have enough to last us until May.
Okay.
And repeat that one.
We have enough to last us until May.
¿Y si alargamos las condiciones de pago?
What if we...
the opposite will be shorten.
What if we lengthen?
Very good, yes.
What if we lengthen the...
Now let's say terminos.
The terms?
Yes.
Of payment?
Very good. And again from the beginning?
What if we lengthen the terms of payment?
Very good. No les gustará a nuestros proveedores. Is it proveedores or proveedores? Proveedores.
Proveedores.
Okay, because it's two E's.
Really? Proveedores, yeah. Our providers.
Good. No, there's another word beginning with S.
Stakeholders.
Mm.
Our
suppliers.
Suppliers, yeah. Our suppliers won't like it.
Very good. Esto no es un concurso de popularidad.
This isn't a popular contest.
Popularidad?
Popularity.
Good.
Contest.
And again?
This isn't a popularity contest.
Very good. And how do you say a concurso in terms of, for example, what's published in the BOE? The Ministry of Health wants to have an English classes provider. What do you call that?
Yeah.
Public tender. Yeah. Exigirán el pago parcial.
They'll...
How do you say exigente? So they'll demand.
They'll demand...
Parcial?
A partial...
Pago.
Payment.
Good, and again?
They'll demand a partial payment.
And take away the article.
They'll demand partial payment.
Yeah, both are right. You can say both. Yeah. Algunos dependen totalmente de nosotros.
Some of them count on us.
Totalmente.
Count totally on us.
Very good. And another way of saying dependent, literal translation.
To... I forgot to...
No, so how do you say it in Spanish?
Depender de...
Yeah, and take away the last syllable.
Depend on?
Yes.
Some of them depend on us totally. Depend totally on us.
Very good. And you can say entirely.
Entirely.
Yeah,
sounds better. Some of them depend entirely on us.
Very good. Son en su mayoría pequeños proveedores.
They are on the majority.
Mostly.
They're mostly... Small sellers.
Proveedores.
Small suppliers.
Yes, and again?
They are mostly small suppliers.
Very good, and the last one. Los grandes pueden aguantar.
The big ones can last.
Can last. Now, there's an interesting phrasal verb here. If you call someone, if you say, can I speak to John, please? Another person picks up the phone and they say, oh, I'm going to put you on for a moment.
On hold.
Yeah, so.
The big ones can hold onto it. Can hold out.
Yes.
Hold out?
Hold out. Yeah. Can survive.
Survive, can hold out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hold out for another couple of weeks? Yeah, okay, no. We can hold. And maybe hold on also.
Hold on.
Now you've prepared a couple of songs for us, right? What's the first one?
The first one is The Way We Were.
Okay.
From the movie of Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford.
Okay.
And it's very short.
Okay.
Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolored memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? Memories may be beautiful, and yet what's too painful to remember, we simply choose to forget. So it's the laughter we will remember, whenever we remember the way we were.
Yep, and pretty simple. I mean, nothing to explain, but it has a good rhythm to it, and it's the sentences are short, you know, it's, 6, 7, 8 words per line.
And the song is beautiful.
Yes.
And what I find very interesting is I watched this movie a long time ago because it's very famous. And my mother loves it, and it's very romantic, but of course it's very, very dramatic.
Yes.
It's a drama. And I didn't speak English back then, but now I read the letter. I read the lyrics, and it's all here. You know, how is it going to end like in the movie? But because I didn't understand the song, because the song is sung at the beginning, the very beginning.
Yeah.
And it's very obvious that they don't end up together.
And do you like Robert Redford?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
He's a very good film director.
Yeah.
And producer. And he has that famous, a very important film festival called Sundance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he made one of my favorite films, which is called A River Runs Through It. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's called El Rio de la Vida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen it.
It's very beautifully, because it's about a small town in Montana and two brothers growing up. And even if you don't like fishing, if you watch this film, you're going to like fly fishing.
It's the one with the bear? No.
No.
No, that's another one.
No, but it was Brad Pitt's first big movie role.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
my favorite is, I don't know, Descalzos por el Parque with Jane Fonda.
Oof, I don't know what that is.
It's like a couple, it's rom-com. A couple moves to...
How do you say rom-com in Spanish?
Comedia romántica.
Yeah.
A couple moves to a new flat in New York, and it's hilarious.
I don't think I've seen that. All right. Now you have a second song for us.
Yeah.
We have three minutes.
Let the River Run.
Okay.
Let the river run. Let all the dreamers wake the nation. Come the new Jerusalem. Silver cities rise. The morning lights the streets that lead them. And sirens call them on with a song. It's asking for the taking. Trembling, shaking. My heart is aching. We're coming to the edge, running on the water. Coming through the fog, your sons and daughters. We, the great and small, stand on a star and blaze a trail of desire through the darkening dawn. It's asking for the taking. Come run with me now. The sky is the color of blue you've never even seen in the eyes of your lover. Oh, my heart is aching. We're coming to the edge, running on the water, coming through the fog, your sons and daughters. It's asking for the taking, trembling, shaking. Oh, my heart is aching. Let the river run. Let all the dreamers wake the nation. Come, the new Jerusalem.
Well done, very
and
good.
This is one, of course, from Working Girl.
Working Girl.
Armas de Mujer in Spanish, because the title is...
And the main actress was?
Sigourney Weaver, no, the other one.
Melanie Griffith. Whose mother was a Hitchcock actress, Tippi Hedren.
Yeah.
Have you seen the film The Birds?
Yeah.
Birds,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we've got... There's a very interesting thing about your pronunciation.
Yeah. Really?
How do you pronounce agua in American English? The way you did.
Water?
Yes. And how do you say hija?
Daughter?
Yeah. So in both British English and American English, those two words rhyme. I would say water, daughter.
Ah, with the
and water,
mm-hmm.
daughter is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because one of them, when I started to teach first, I taught a man every Friday morning, every Monday morning at 7:30 up in the Leaning Towers in the north of Madrid.
Ah, Torres Quio.
And one morning he said to me, yesterday, this was a Monday morning, yesterday, my doctor introduced me to his boyfriend. And I said, your doctor? Yes. I said, I don't understand. Was somebody sick? No. I said, where did this happen? In my house. I said, but why was your doctor there? And he said, because he lives there. And I said, ah, your doctor. He said, he always used to say, Makachi Sinlima. Makachi Sinlima. And I said, okay. And I said, now, is your daughter a man or a woman?
Yeah.
A woman. So I said, so, the pronoun? Ah. So I said, he said, my daughter introduced me to her boyfriend. So daughter, because it has a GH.
Yeah.
Which is crazy English spelling. And so daughter. So your pronunciation is perfect. Water, daughter. And an American pronunciation?
Water, daughter.
Yeah. How much time do you spend listening to English every week?
A lot of time.
Six hours?
Every week? No. Much
more?
More. Because I listen to podcasts and Netflix, everything.
So maybe 20
English.
Hours a week?
Maybe.
No.
Yeah.
Because I send these programs to our teachers saying we have a C2 and it's because of the effort she makes. And sometimes they say, well, why did she take classes? Because you want to get even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to get even better. So well done, Laura. Thank you, Nacho. Thank you, Laura. Thank you to listeners. Have a great day. Stay tuned for Alberto Alonso and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán gracias al colegio a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas, divertidas y con profesores que les encantarán. El inglés dejará de ser un rollo para ellos y su progreso cambiará de la noche a la mañana. ¿Por qué? Porque de repente les gustará el inglés y la clase de inglés. Un cambio total. Y es este cambio de actitud hacia mi idioma